Okay, so the reason why we're all here. There was an article that I believe Ray posted on the NAF site, and I commented on that. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And I am dumb stunned that nobody's commented on it. I don't get it. Can someone here explain to me why you guys, that article doesn't catch your attention?
I didn't read it until you pointed it out. And then, as far as everybody else not commenting, I think it's just too technical. I think people breezed over it and they didn't even read it.
Any other comments? Anyway, just so we're on the record, the article was, it says, "Is this evidence that we can see the future?" Okay? And I read the article, and there are several things I am waiting for. Signs, call it whatever you want, in human evolution and with what's coming down the pike and how navigators will play a role in much of the future. And I have said to you guys before that we will navigate and it will be a point where technology will be used to enhance our sensory, our ability, and we will work with it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is, as far as that particular case goes, this is the first moment that I've actually seen. This is the beginning of it. That's why I'm excited about it. That's why I was like, wow. And I tried to write a little comment about it, you know, saying that much, but I think it's like just going over everybody's head. And I'm dumb stunned why no one is responding to this. Like, no one's getting it. No comments?
I saw it on MSNBC front page this morning, another article on it.
Yeah, they're going to start jumping on it now. What this really boils down to, if you haven't read the article, and I'm really upset that you guys haven't read it, because I know a lot of people probably... Like, raise your hand if you haven't read the article. Okay. Essentially what it is it's respected people... You could say in the science field, but they're different kind of fields, that who have published an article where they're saying, "Look, we've done these studies, we feel extremely confident, we know that it's going to be critiqued over and poked over and criticized. We think it's going to stand up, but here we have evidence that human beings." Normal human beings, college students, okay, where they found ways to get people to show that they can predict the future, okay, and so proving it. Now, for the longest time, parapsychologists have tried to prove, for one reason or the other, okay, that you know, that this was possible, and then, you know, people go into these labs and then they can't do it or whatever, and I said to you really, you know, that there's these anticipation things, okay, where it's like an anxiety or an anticipation, and then there's all these probabilities. The same thing I believe that is with science when they've said that they've, like, built circuitry boards and then looked at it and said, why does this thing work? How is it working? When they looked at it and started studying it, it stopped working. I believe that there are things that prevent in this dimension, in this reality up to this point, certain things that have the ability to change the matrix, if you will, or to affect it, or to work around the matrix, that there's a natural system that tries to bump the system. Do you understand? Or realign it constantly. And I believe that the reason why certain individuals have paranormal abilities or what are paranormal is the same thing. It's a parallel to normal. It means that your consciousness or people's consciousness is operating in another dimension, but they're organically connected to this, like there's a bridge. So what you're doing is you're bridging the fundamental laws from another dimension and letting them drip over through your organic body so that you can do strange or things that are considered paranormal in this dimension. Does that make sense for everybody? Okay? And this is hence the reason, but there's constantly this correcting feature in this universe. What I'm finding very interesting is that I believe that this is going to lead to the formula that allows technology and for them to see that they can manipulate humans to begin even better bending of the fundamental rules. In other words, they're going to make it a possibility in this dimension to utilize such skills, and this eventually will lead into navigation. And one of the things that I found very interesting that they figured out and what they're going to continue building the technology off, and I could be slightly off, but I'm willing to bet I'll be right in the ballpark. They have found a way now to fool the system. Do you understand? Remember how I would say where they would go to these centers and the psychics who could predict the future would go there, and because they know that they're being observed, they're not able to predict these things, and that there's like this anomalous effect. I think that they're doing several things, or will continue to do several things, where they actually are able to distract people from realizing that they're actually predicting the future. So they'll ask you stuff, and it seems to your logical base to be like, well, here's my thoughts on it, okay? And that's what they're more or less doing. I'm boiling it down for you, okay? And what they're doing is that they're saying, well, we're going to show you something, okay, so that you can base a decision on that. And then before they show it to them, they haven't even decided what it's going to be yet. A computer's randomizing it, but they're telling them we already know what it's going to be. So the person would be wrong if he was shown and based to predict something based on something like that. But because it hasn't even been decided yet, do you see what I'm saying? That's what makes it possible for them to beat the system right now and to predict what it's going to be. And that's why they're seeing this percentage. Now, it's only 53-point-something%, okay, which is basically, it should be 50-50. Anything in the universe should be, you know, when it comes to randomization, should be 50-50, unless you have ability. So this is a crack where it's only 3% over, but statistically that's huge, okay, if you understand the mathematics of it. It's phenomenal. What they're going to do is they're going to start building on this now and start to figure out how to get around what I'll call the matrix, how they're going to start looking at human beings and finding ways now to realize that we can do this, and they're going to start figuring out what I'm talking about. Does that make sense? Does everybody understand? Mm-hmm. What they eventually will do, they're going to start building in the next probably 3 to 5 years already technology based on anticipation. So they'll start to use it for military practices in the military. In other words, you know, going into scenarios where it's dangerous. So in other words, is the sniper in behind door A, B, or C? And they're going to use this predictiveness in a headset or something, and they're going to be able to predict whether it's dangerous or not. And you're going to see probably that slowly be leaked out if they haven't already started to break out with that. I think this is a dynamic for other areas that probably DARPA and other organizations are already been trying to figure out what's the code to get around the code to make it possible for these things to happen. I believe they know they exist, and I believe that they've come across people who can do these things, okay? But they've had a lot of problem to extrapolate and to amplify that, except for maybe unique people, and they're not able to get those people to kind of do what they want anyway. Does everybody understand?
No.
Does everybody understand how huge this is? Couldn't it tell. Maybe I need scholars. Okay, any questions? Well, I guess we're done. How absolutely boring.
Can they use it for bad stuff, too?
Of course they're going to use it for bad stuff.
Are they going to use it for bad stuff?
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely. I think that this is going to lead into the AI that I keep picking up so much in the presence also, which it seems like there's many things correlating. I'm also going to go out on a limb and probably say that over the next starting ASAP, we're probably going to start seeing unusual things that we've all been kind of wanting to see or experience, like anomalous things or interesting times. I think things are going to become very interesting soon. And I'm being very vague for reasons, I suppose, but I think you guys get an idea of the possibilities of what I'm trying to hint at. So,
well, what are the reasons why stuff like that starts to happen?
Well, I think that we're at a critical point now. With 2012 coming, it's not so much that I think something terrible is supposed to happen to the world. I think that the consciousness of the people is getting to reach such an anxiety level of anticipation that everybody is starting to worry. And when you worry, you start tapping into that primitive sensory that I believe became psychic sensory, fear. And it's because of that fear that we become more aware or more conscious. So I keep saying to you guys over and over again that the planet is going to go through this different weird dynamic, okay? But if it's manipulated correctly or if things go correctly, it should be very interesting. And then in the universe where it's going. But let's forget about that. Let's just look at the planet itself. The fear factor, the anticipation of wondering what's going to happen, or the fear of what if, and it being so collective, I think that that's going to at first have a spiritual reduction, and then you're going to see it metamorphosize, which I think is starting to slowly happen. You had the reduction now spiritually already happening. I think it's still in that phase, but you're also going to start seeing very shortly now a metamorphosis. And what I mean by that is new thinking like our thinking spiritually. I think you're going to see people poking more at religion and moving that apart, but also thinking more about God. And ideally, the direction that we are already in. I think we're just way ahead of the game, okay? But I think you're going to start seeing people look at things differently. And I also suspect now that you're going to have science start coming out with really amazing statements, like this is beginning now. You're going to see people probably more like, Rupert, okay?
Sheldrick.
And Sheldrick Rupert's work, and then now this guy's work. And as soon as you can get scientists to kind of change their perspective, do you understand? And go, you know, like, wow. It's just like to say that, you know, when we first built trains, they said that the human beings wouldn't be able to travel that fast because we're going to rip apart. It was ridiculous. It was like 30 miles per hour or something, okay? Once we realized that that was a possibility, all of a sudden, all this technology just blew in. Do you see what I'm saying? Because everybody in their head realized that that was kind of a ridiculous notion, or started to reflect on that idea, and it just amplified, and then you had all these technologies and engines and stuff come out of that. It's to simplify it, look at like tomatoes in Italy were thought to be poisonous until some guy got a basket of them together, sat down and ate them, and then in a very short period of time, you've got thousands of sauces coming out of it, you got thousands of edibilities coming from it, all these revelations from that. Now, technology, I mean, that's a small kind of weird way to look at it, but if you look at technology, it happens with technology also. It happens with microchips. As soon as we figured out microchip technology, it just exploded with technology, and look at everything we got from it now. I think that that explosion is about ready to happen for the paranormal stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm excited. I think what's going to happen is you're at the pivotal point right now that I says is coming, okay, where there's going to be a huge revelation in the perception of mankind. If we now realize that it's possible to see the future and we can start extrapolating that, what you're going to see is you're going to see stuff brought in culturally into our everyday lives. Video games are going to start using that kind of technology, which then trains the majority of people to start thinking in that way. You're talking about abilities now to operate remotely stuff just through your mind, like mind helmets, which they already have, and they're just using your neural system to kind of control stuff. They're using it for automated arms, okay? But what I'm saying is that they're going to probably start coming out then, as soon as we start to come out with a formula to how this is possible, once that formula is made, that's going to come very soon, okay? We're all going to see this probably in a very short period of time. I hate saying numbers because who knows what's going to happen in the world, but I'll say short. And when I say short, I'm talking like year, 2 years, okay? Whether we get to see it in the public is a different thing, but I'm suspecting you're going to see something, okay? So what I'm saying is that this variable leads into quantum computing. Do you understand? This variable leads into technology that creates the technology that changes civilizations. This kind of thinking and variable, if we can come up with the equation and integrate it into whatever, is also an equation that also starts to integrate into artificial intelligence. Because it's saying that if it's possible to see the future,
even by a 3%, which is amazing. Okay, if they can come up with an equation and put this into a form of computer variables, it's to say that any variable you put in it, you can know what an outcome is. God, you guys are so slow. In other words, do you understand if you were able to put that variable into a computer that could do test scenarios and ask a question? It's like asking me a question and me bouncing off of it, whether it's possible or not possible. In other words, if we do this and this, will this happen? No. Well, if you could do that and predict what's going to happen, and it says no, 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 and it says yes, and you get a computer to do all the variables in a blink of an eye that are 10,000 variables and come out with the one that says yes, you take that yes, and now you ask 10,000 based on that. Technology just explodes. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys get it or not.
So this is the subtle beginning of the formula for AI.
I think it's interconnected. I think it's interconnected both for us psychically and spiritually. I think it is going to have them start now. If they can figure this out and they can say, we now know how some human beings can do this, they now are going to start to extrapolate and look harder at how that's possible and start looking at and refining the fact from fiction. And then when they do that, you start refining a better and better and better product. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Do you think the barrier that's been blocking these hugely funded people from finding the answer to AI has been they haven't accepted the human ability to predict or the human dimensional ability that every human body has?
No, I think that they accepted it, but you have to understand that sociologically our reality is controlled by thought. I really do believe that, and I think they're going to start figuring that out now. It's to say the same thing back with the circuit board. The circuit board worked we started to ask, why is it not working? And based upon our thinking, it shouldn't work. So it stopped working. We changed the reality of the physics of that circuit board. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Once they realize that we can manipulate reality to some degree, and then incorporate that into an intelligence to affect technology and affect life, it becomes a living organism.
So
it becomes self-thinking.
So this could trickle into the unification of humanity or whatever, because
I think it's going to be huge.
You were talking about that 10,000 variables isolating down to one that is always happening all the time. Then you isolate that one thing into a bunch of different...
I think this is the making of the variable that changes civilizations and worlds from being at our level to levels where they're going out into the universe. It's just how long does it take for them to nail this? Do you get what I'm saying? We have to accept that it's a possibility in our scientific community, so we have our smartest and our brightest trying to look to explode to expose why is this possible. Once we can say it is possible and we accept that, then we start figuring out ways how do we utilize this to extrapolate and affect our society through technologies. Once that's done, you see the integration into everything. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's incredible what kind of products can be created from knowing what things best to actually put effort into. If you could.
Well, we already can kind of do that with computers. That's the point of having supercomputers, okay? But it's like, you know, there's only so many supercomputers, and it takes them sometimes years to do certain calculations. You're talking about, instead of having to do the calculations, it's a much more compact process, and it's much more faster. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It would take a long time to really try to break it all down. The point is that this I believe, you know, they've already got a rebuttal paper that, of course, they have to put into the journal and trying to make their argument. But the fact that this is gaining traction, do you understand? I've seen this kind of stuff before. This is not the first time I've seen this. What I'm saying is that this is the one that I know is the big one. This is the moment. I can feel the in my mind psychically. I can feel that this is the one that's going to is you know. Let me explain it differently. Let me talk in terms you guys can understand. And I hate to use this because you guys are, it's kind of like with a negative, but it's also quite brilliant. If you look at the movie Terminator, okay, there's a moment you look at civilization, okay, and you say to civilization, okay, it looks whatever. And then they show the moment that Skynet kind of comes out with their breakthrough, but it's one scientist who has a breakthrough moment in his thinking and in his circuitry. And then and that single moment, you know, when they look at time and they try to figure out where did all our problems start? How do we get to the very moment? If we can just get to the very moment when the initial molecule burst or whatever, down to that moment in life. What I'm saying to you is this is that moment. Do you understand?
Hmm.
This is the moment where man looks at, we've gone from a primitive state to where we were then at a spiritual where lightning happens and we're like, oh, okay. Then we go to the age of reason, the age of enlightenment, and we start to look at things scientifically. And we go through all these evolutionary states, okay? We now have this state, in my opinion, where we're at a practicality state. 2 + 2 = 4. You know, you throw this up, it comes down. We have all these fundamental guidelines and rules that we feel are sensible, and they're not necessarily based on superstition. They're not based on astrology. We say everything's based on science, but there's this urge in some of us that say there's something with science that's limiting. There's something more, and that's what we, in our sense, say there's something more spiritual to this. There's another dynamic we haven't reached as a civilization. We've reached a crude child understanding in a primitive state of our evolutionary growth as a society, okay? But that really was just a basic grasping of something we couldn't grasp. Now we've gone through this self-growth of intelligence and rationalization, and now we're coming back to that, okay? But we're looking at it through an ideal of how we see the world and the rules and how we allow civilization and society to grow. It's in a box, and you're allowed to only move so much. What I'm saying is it's now based on those rules of how we see things. That's what keeps you spinning in your bubble. You can't get out of it until you find something inside of it that gives you traction, that gives you permission based on its own rules to look outside of the box. And when you do, then it changes everything again. Mm-hmm. That's this moment. Do you understand? Yeah. He's saying, well, you could say all day long, I've done all this research, and they're going to say, well, no, we're going to argue this. Well, that's fine. I mean, that's perfectly acceptable. But what I'm saying is that I think he's got a winning formula. It's going to beat the system of how we see things. And it's going to force us, based on how we see things, it's going to prove that there's things that we can see outside of that. And once we adapt those new rules, everything in civilization changes again. Do you understand?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand how monumental it is?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to use people that actually look outside of the box. They're going to use
people to do that, but they're also going to use artificial intelligence, and then they're also going to have to take it to the third step. They're going to take people and artificial, and they're going to have to combine them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Because they're not able to reproduce how or where in our mind we're able to do this. They can come up with a variable. For this dimension, they can come up how to get to the door. Do you understand? There's Eric, and then there's spiritual Eric. Do you understand? And I have to go to a certain place inside of me to just bring it, force that into this place. It's very hard to do. So there's different levels of how I do that. Do you understand? And you guys know how the dough always puts us in a certain state of mind. Well, the dough is the frequency of this dimension that says you can't go to this outer dimension and bring it in. It's constantly what recorrects it. It's why it always affects us. So they're coming up with the formula how to always get to that doorway as a surefire system. They're going to say, put this on and we can put you at that doorway.
Wow.
Do you understand? They're going to come up with a system to put you to that threshold the same way you can turn a CD on for music.
So they're find a way around the babbler, basically. Exactly.
Yes. And they're going to find a way to enhance that. But what they're going to then find is, through their studies of people, why are some people more easily able to operate in there? People are going to get there and they're either going to go mad, they're going to go crazy, or they're going to die because they're red cells. Do you understand? They don't have in them the makings in their brain to cross over. It's not alive in them. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to figure this out eventually. And it's going to happen very quickly.
Well, that's very, very interesting.
Yeah. Is this going to make the Matrix us able to... The Matrix is going to be upgraded. So
the Matrix is going to change for this planet.
It's basically the 360. Frame.
I think other worlds have figured this out already.
But this is going to allow us to, even without the technology, just the way that it's accepted by the thought of the collective, to go further in our minds.
Yes.
Well, just look at, like, what struck me is when you're talking about Rupert Sheldrake.
Yep.
And he did all the tests, and he talks about how, like, they used to do experiments on lab rats. And then eventually lab rats in totally isolated labs on the other side of the planet
yep.
start figuring it out without ever being offered the experiment, because at some point it just enters the collective.
Yep.
And they said that people are already starting to duplicate these experiments, so at some
yep.
point they're going to do the experiment so much that it's going to enter the collective, and
yes.
people are going to be moving through all this without even having
and
to like, go through
this. And this is what's happening, is we're at that moment now, and I think that has something to do with 2012 approaching. Hmm. That there's this weird collective thing happening and trying to birth. It's trying to manifest. Do you understand? And to what level it is going to, it's yet to be seen. But let me take a broad jump, because you guys like these big sweeping kind of ideas. When you guys see UFOs, and the UFOs are there and they just disappear, or you ask how do they go from their universe to another universe, when we think of light years, we our scientist always says it's impossible. I keep telling you that it's through variables like this that other worlds have figured this out, okay? And they're using kind of like navigators, okay, as part of their space fleet, their grouping. Whoever you get on a spaceship, they need someone who's capable of doing this. Do you understand? To get the technology to bend the rules in order for them to fold space or to move here or to jump out of space or for them to constantly be in... There's so many different technologies out there. I don't even, you know, when I talk about this, I just don't know how up to speed you guys are on all that also. You know, I'm assuming you know a lot. But, questions?
Are we going to be involved in all this research of theirs?
I feel that down the road that, and I'm not saying near future, but I'm going to say definitely in our lifetime, we will definitely be approached. And it's something that I would probably be agreeable to a certain point. We would just have to have conditions, and we would have... it sounds very futuristic, okay, but how it's basically done is you almost have a union. And people who agree to do these things, okay, you have a union. And that's kind of like HBI would be a union. If they're going to use us for what we do and what we believe or what we think, then they have to do it within in what we're willing to agree to or do. Of course, you always got people willing to break the rules or to be bought out. So some things never change. I don't think of things as being danger or not danger. I think of things as being more progression, and then people who always want to put a fuck with the process. You know what I'm saying? So I don't really see it being a danger. I just see it being part of the challenge of expanding in a universe that doesn't want you there in the first place.
So when you're seeing, you're talking about like us becoming some kind of navigator for technology, it seems like you're serving the dough in a sense. I mean, where it comes to the spiritual part and agenda into this?
The spiritual agenda is what is on that other side. I think it's God's consciousness. Look at it in a micro level, okay? You're connected to your whole body, correct? But yet everything in your body is uniquely independent. This dimension only sees things as independent. It doesn't understand how it all communicates with one another. Now, what I'm saying is that you have to be in agreement with God, or God wants to work with you. Do you see what I'm saying? In order for you to be in tune with everything. And that's what's going to force the hand, okay, of this dimension. We want to utilize that technology, and that's why only certain individuals can do it. It's like an invitation. They get permission, you don't. You're invited or you're not invited. And if you want me to do something through my access, then this is how I'm willing to do it. So spiritually, I think it's tapping the force. I think that it's a means. I think they're also going to learn to eventually tap the dark side also. But there's going to be repercussions, and they're going to realize there's a difference. To them, they will never understand, as red cells, okay, why we feel the way we feel. They will think that we're just being... We look at this is. We look at it as like the Native Americans sit there and they have a spirit name for stones and a spirit name for nature and a spirit name for stuff. And we look at them and we go, okay, well, it's a rock, it's a stone, but we get the idea, it's a sense. But they're like, no, there's a... That's how Red Cells will look at us. The military people that we're willing to work with are going to say to us, well, you're just able to tap the great dynamic, they'll call it, okay? And we just think that genetically you have something we don't. So they're going to always try to be figuring it out. Well, I got news for you. There's aliens still trying to figure out that dynamic, and they've got super technology. Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. You doing full circle now? Okay. So we're going to be like, whatever. You either get it or you don't get it. Okay? And that's what it really boils down to, is we cannot assume that they're going to understand it because they don't have what it takes to understand it. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Look at it differently. There's people who are straight, gay, bi, whatever. Okay? Somebody might say, a straight person would say to a gay person, you have a choice. You're choosing to be gay. And the gay person would say, no, I don't have a choice. If I did, I would be happy to be straight. It would make my life easier. I don't have a... It's no different to say to a straight person, you have a choice. You can be gay or you can be straight. And you're like, yeah, I could do this or that sexually to a guy, but it's not... I could never make myself desire it because I just don't have that desire. Do you get it? Either you have it, you're either connected to the universe or you're not, and anybody outside of that is going to think that it's can be interchangeable, and they're going to realize that they can't make themselves feel God. Either you have it or you don't. Do you understand?
Just a quick tangent on that. Do you think humanity will ever get to the point where every human body will have that ability to, at an early age, if trained the right way, to grow into the choice to be a white cell or not?
I think that you will see that there is a majority, but I think in order to have a balance in this dimension, that we're going to understand if we tamper with it too much, that you it's like an ecosystem. What happens if you take all the frogs out of the universe or out of the world? What if you take all insects out of the planet?
What happens if you grow big amygdalas in people?
I think either you connect it or you don't connect. I think you can do a lot of heavy thinking like AI, but you just can't get into that place. I think that if you have too many of one thing, that people will just die. That life will just stop. Like the matrix will fade. Reality will just disappear. Do you understand? That part of the weaving to any thread is you need more than one thread. Do you get what I'm saying? If you remove too many threads and you only leave some, it just can't sustain itself anymore. There has to be something for this dimension to anchor. And I believe that somehow is the interwovenness of red cells contributing to the universe as much as white cells contribute what they do.
Another question. On a side note, you said when humanity makes the leap into space travel and navigating and everything, it'll be a big portion of it will come from mathematics based on the law of three.
Yeah.
How does
yeah.
this relate with that?
Well, let's see what their formula ends up being. Mm. They're going to have to come up with an algorithm that can eventually work with human consciousness to bring people to that point.
But, I mean, it comes back to what you've been saying many years ago. You just said it out in the blue. It's like, being a navigator is the only currency of the future, you said.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, that's not something anyone can learn or in that way.
Let me explain something to you guys. Let me put this in a different perspective. When you go in between, how long do you feel that you can stay in between before you couldn't take it no more?
Sure.
Do you understand how hard it is to navigate?
Wow.
Do you understand why they're going to have trouble finding people that can stay in that state of mind and operate and still function?
Wow.
If you made a red cell do that, your mom, your dad, or whatever, they're gonna mentally go nuts. Do you understand? Even for us, it's stressful while we're in organic bodies. It takes a certain kind of training, a certain way of thinking, a certain belief system, a certain understanding, a certain relationship spiritually. And there are much deeper levels than just in between. There's many variables. I keep telling you guys that. But that's what they're going to find there. They're going to push people to those things, and that those are higher equations pumping through your head. And that's where these and then you have to be able to control yourself there and manipulate things there and still keep it all under control.
I'll just throw it out there. Do you sense anyone right now other than you that could do it?
Yes, absolutely. Really? Absolutely. But you guys need more training. The biggest problem is with you guys is that you guys are too... There's too much independence. So you guys are at home putting this stuff into practice and you guys are able to do stuff, which I think is a huge level of achievement for us, okay? What we need now to do is we need an academy or we need a center or we need a place where we can actually work with people for longer stays. It takes a great navigator to navigate other people. If you think of whales, a whale is born, but if it's left abandoned, what happens to the whale? It needs another whale to show it how to use its inner abilities, its sonar, its sensory. It has to learn. Do you understand? So there's only so much you can learn academically. There's only so much you can learn by experimental. But you have to understand there is it's mammalian. You need the milk or you need the love or you need the nourishment from the elder generation to hand it down to you. Otherwise, the progression is too hard. They're gonna attempt to do this on their own. Of course, the military would, okay, and they're just gonna crash and burn. crash and burn until they adapt a philosophical approach that for some reason works for them. But the philosophical approach then challenges their dynamic of how the military wants to see things. So they have to have a happy medium or find a means of something that's agreeable to both. Do you understand? I tell you, the knowledge is a living thing. So in order to navigate, they have to have that living thing. That living thing's order and design is a series of thought that you accept because you know them as a truth inside of you. If you don't accept you know truth, then you don't have that living thing in it because you're missing organs and pieces to it to give it life. And without it giving life, you can't navigate. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
But to a red cell, everything I just said, it makes absolutely no logic.
So it's like an instinct energy rather than
I mean, I could go into it more. It's a whole other class. But right. But this is the point. So right now, you guys look at the in-between and you look at it as being exhausting or you look at it. I've taken people in between with me and we've gone out on long walks. We've thought nothing of it. We've explored things because they were in my company. Eric understands what I'm talking about. At any time when you went in between with me and I took you with me, did you find it as extremely taxing as when you do it on your own? So there's a huge difference, correct?
Yeah.
Do you understand? So anybody who I've taken in between is going to know what those possibilities are. Questions?
Yeah, going in between, it's a very familiar state, a very wonderful state at the same time. So do you think that navigators will want to stay there or
no, we won't want to stay there because we know we have to function in this dimension. What it is that we would agree to tap into that place and your skill level will be based on how long you can operate there. Now, there's a difference between making yourself operate there and being able to be there and be comfortable with it. You can't fake that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? That's what's different. There's going to be everybody who's a navigator. The first thing they're going to do when they hear this thing is they're going to now be trying to force themselves to navigate. Because the first thing you think is, well, it's like lifting weights. You're thinking like a human now. The more that I lift, the more I should get stronger to stay there, which is going to make me more desirable. Anyway, so in either case, are you understanding what I'm saying? So you can't force it. It's like I always say, you know, people will say, well, if there's no karma, then when you die and you do bad things, you can get closer to God. You know what I'm saying? And I always say, well, first of all, karma is always man's opinion to the value system of what each person's ideal of right and wrong is. So how can karma really truly exist, you know, through a human perspective or rules? Because what one person thinks is negative or evil, another person may think is irrelevant. Do you understand? What I often say is there's a vibration or frequency like a tuning fork that you have to reach and meet. And that moving towards God, it's like layers of frequencies. And you may not see it as that, but that's what it is. And your frequency is allowed to move towards God, or that those dimensions, okay, that are attuned to the same frequency. You can go below that if you're at a higher frequency, but eventually your higher frequency becomes a lower frequency, moving into higher frequencies than your own. So that determines what you can, to the point where you just can't lift any higher. Just there's just no way to get there. So the purer your frequency, the higher you can fly to the core. That's how the universe moves right from wrong out, which is in accordance to it. That's how it keeps evil out, per se. You can't fake it. You can sit there in your head and believe whatever you want, mm-hmm. but you can't lie to the universe. Do you see what I'm saying? You can, you know, karma you can work around, but you can't work around that. So it's the same thing. It's to say that the only way that you are going to be able to stay in between for greater states and learn about higher levels of the in-between, because you guys really have not gone through the deeper levels of in-between yet. Do you see what I'm saying? You guys have gone to levels most people have. I couldn't even imagine, but believe me, it gets better. Okay? The point is that you need knowledge, which is like HBI. Every time you learn something and you have an aha moment, it like adds another 30 seconds to 5 minutes to your sustainability to go in between, and it raises another 2 to 3 points to the quality of what you can react or do there. Do you understand? So knowledge in the sense is power, but what I would rather say is knowledge is food that feeds and strengthens the living thing inside of you that we call the force. That the more that you can conceive and comprehend through your studies, do you understand those aha moments, is what is like matures or strengthens the force in you. The force is only as strong in you as your brain can intellectually work with it. Do you understand? You have to understand it from this perspective because you're in this body. If you can find a formula of comprehending and conceiving all the intricacies of it, that's what every class is. It's an intricacy that you learn to understand. It's like understanding a culture. If you've never seen that culture, you go, oh my God, they got red dots on their forehead. They've got this and that, and they're doing these weird things. And if you spend a year there, you've running around with a red dot on your head, and you're like, oh, this is just, you know, mother love thing, da 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 da. You understand it. And then all of a sudden you can talk to those people and they can talk to you with their ideology and you understand it. And better yet, you can say to another person from your own culture, you can internalize something and say, let me explain it to you in a way that you'll understand from how I know you're. The better you are at that translation, the higher level you move into spiritually. Do you understand? That is what defines how strong the force can move in you. It will not force itself on you. So if you can't comprehend dynamics of it, it's limited based upon your comprehension as a thinking living organism, because its energy is still in this place. So in order for it to move and be flexible and move around in your body, okay, and not be foreign, you have to understand what it's doing, so it's not an issue no more for you. So every aha moment, it's like it's a non-issue in your consciousness now. You get it. And so it lives with you, and you realize that it is you at the same time. Instead of not understanding what it is. Do you understand? So the more you comprehend through your teachings and your reflections, that's why when people always say, I listened to the foundation class, but I've listened to that three things each time I learned something new, but I just can't believe that was ever in there before. Your mind couldn't comprehend it too. It's matured, do you understand? So that it can even begin to hear the words being said or the concept being relieved to you. But you could do it. It's through a maturity of understanding. But then one would say, then, well, if I listen to it enough, then, you know, then I could be a red cell in it. No, because if you don't get it, because you don't have what it takes to get it, you're not ever going to hear it's there. So you'll assume that I've listened to it all, haven't heard anything new, so it mustn't be there. Mm-hmm. It has its own way of keeping out those. This is why when people say to me all the time, you are releasing profound knowledge to people. Remember, we had this discussion when we first started, and what did I say? I says, I'm not really worried about it. Mm-hmm. Because they won't ever get it if it's not right for them. Mm-hmm. And this is why I can no longer not teach. I says, there's people out there deserving of this knowledge, and we have to put it out there and let the universe sort it out. And it does. So, you move in your ability based upon your teachings and your aha moment. But at the same time, the teachings have to be put into practice to some degree. So, I often say like a singing bowl is a good representation of those two things. You've created your singing bowl in your consciousness. It's there. It's just like the big one sitting in my room. It's there and I know how to use it. But I still have to fire it up to get it to ring. I have to put forth an effort and an energy to start revving up that engine and then get it to start, you know, bellowing out its pitches. And only then in those pitches, one could appreciate the music of it, but only one who really truly understands it can then ride the waves to the next plane. You understand? Mm-hmm. It's a whole inner level of going through one dimension into a whole other dimension that you didn't even know existed. To most people knew that it was there. It's invisible to them. And then to hear that dimension and go into that place based upon your navigation of understanding how to let yourself get there. Do you understand? It's quite brilliant what I just explained to you. Poor Shantan. She's like, I don't get it. Does that mean I'm not allowed in that level?
The glass steps.
Sure, it's like people see it, and all they see is an instrument. That's one level. So you have achieved that. Now you at least know it's an instrument and not a big salad bowl. Right?
Yeah.
The next thing you do is you look at it, and someone might say, well, 20 Buddhist monks pounded that iron out, chanting every single moment. And some people would go, that's cute. And other people would go, that is really imbued. That's another level of the navigation now. Okay, but it's still not like that deep, rich navigation yet. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just an understanding, but appreciation is like turns something. It unlocks a lock inside of you that allows you to move a notch forward to approach it. Then you look at it and you go, okay, well, now how do we make it work? Well, making it work is another kind of knowledge, because someone who doesn't have that knowledge wouldn't have a clue. They're banging it. Bang. Well, there it goes. I'm making a tone. It's going bing. Okay. So you're like, no. You're like, look, this is what my master taught me. And you take it and you do a little tap on it. You start moving. And they're like, well, there's nothing there. And you say, patience. Patience is another step forward. Anticipation. So you keep going. Well, when do you know when to stop? I'll know when to stop by what it gives me back. So there's levels of it giving back. You can make it so loud you can never stop, right? Or you can make it light. Or you can make it just so. What is just so? That's an interpretation. That's another step forward, okay? So you get it ringing, and you sit there, and they're going, oh, that's really pretty, okay? And you go, yeah, but can you feel it? And they're like, yeah, I feel it. It really makes me feel good. No, can you feel it in your chest, the reverberation? They don't even know to look for a reverberation. Until it's taught to them, they don't even know it exists unless somehow they accidentally come across and they have the intelligence to understand something's happening to them. Then there's more levels. There's rings within the rings. You can hear. There's like 6 or 7 hula hoops all moving, but you think it's just one, but it's not. Let your mind go. So that's another level. And another level is to let your mind go and relax and have non-thought and listen to the whoa-whoa. And then the whoa-whoas become. And then if you can really go spiritual, all of a sudden you can let yourself meditate into it and everything starts to fucking fade and reality begins to. And so on and so forth. How many levels can you go? That's a navigation. That's a kind of navigation. But it takes knowledge and teachings and insights to even begin to understand those things. To even allow yourself the appreciation or the moment to experience it, you have to be able to open yourself to the experience that you're trying to find. And then to know that you have to open yourself to experiences that you may not begin to even comprehend yet, which is a whole nother level of making yourself move forward. It's in the not known mental possibilities that your higher dimension navigation will try to show you where it needs to go. But you have to open that up and let that pour, because you'll shut it instantly with the second of any thought.
That's the sixth sense blink.
And so on and so forth. Get it?
So then they have the technology to shut our minds down. We're going to be able to even navigate through those revelations.
You're going to get to the point where they can put this thing on you, and you're going to hear woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo. But from that point on, it's whether you know what to do. It. Most people are going to be like, I'm getting nauseated, I want to throw up, I can't take it. All they hear is the sound. They don't know how to relax and then let it move them and make it into pleasure. Because they don't have the mechanisms to make it pleasure. It only becomes nauseating and overwhelming to them. The same way going in between does for people. They can get there, they can explore it, but after a while it gets so nauseating. Except some people can get so caught up into it that they can't get out of it. And it starts driving them nuts. Haven't we seen it all already?
Yeah.
Do you understand? You got to know how to park it. You got to know how to put it in the drive. And if you don't, and you play with stuff you don't know, you're going to lead to people going nuts. Good stuff?
Yeah.
So you're saying practice.
Well, I'm saying that most of you guys have the you know, it's sitting in your room, in your mind. You guys got it. You guys admire it. You guys are like, look how shiny and pretty mine is. Look at how much knowledge I have. Look how many CDs I own. Sure, you get it. But you guys have to somehow learn to put it into practice. Now, I'm not saying bad. I always say to you guys, I'd rather have you guys sit in the rain, you'll get wet, than to not even sit in the rain. Do you understand? But at the same token, you have to choose a point in your life. And that point in your life is going to be when you feel inspired. And being inspired is something. Someday you're going to see a movie that inspires you spiritually, or you're going to be out in the park one day spiritually, or you're going to watch a bird flying and you're laying in a field, or you're going to be meditating. Something is going to inspire you, and at that moment of inspiration, you could say is the moment that God spoke to you. Now you have two choices. Either you're going to listen, or you're going to ignore. Do you understand? And you guys will have the knowledge, at least, to begin to practice to develop your connection. Do you understand? Which I call accelerated learning. It's just like somebody would say to me, are you good at healing? I would say I was awesome at one time. Well, are you good at it now? And I say, I probably suck at it now. Okay? And they would say, well, I'm thinking about going into healing, and I'm going to do healing with you. You're going to do it with me. All right, fine. And then they're going to say, oh, it's going to take, you know, 5 years to be a good healer. And I'm going to say, no, it should take 5 days or 5 weeks. And why is that so for me and not for them? Because I have all that knowledge and I'm just going to call on it and it's going to make sense to me faster. I'm going to recall what I know. Do you understand? You can't dismiss your experience. It's like, listen. It's like saying, how many of you guys have driven a stick shift? Raise your hands. Okay. How long has it been since you drove a stick shift?
Several years.
Okay. If you haven't driven a stick shift for 5 years and you get into it, do you think you're going to be able to get up and just drive instantly?
Please, it happened to me this summer. I was going to drive my father's. I still thought there's two pedals.
Yes.
You couldn't even move.
But how long did it take you to get it up and running?
He just showed it to me. He's like, hey, this is three pedals. I'm like, ah.
And you remembered, right?
Yeah.
Were you as good as when you learned how to drive?
Yeah.
Yes. How long did it take you to drive a stick shift when you first never seen one and you started to get good? A week? Weeks. 2 weeks? A few weeks? How long did it take for you to be good the second time and after many years of not driving?
Minutes.
Exactly my point. Do you understand? Do you understand? That's why I'm saying, think about the knowledge right now. You guys are, whether you realize it or not, when you listen to the knowledge, remember, there's three basketball teams. Mm-hmm. There's one that's practicing all the time. There's one that doesn't practice at all. And there's one that sits down and only practices mentally. When they all played, two of them did equally as well. One did terrible. You may not be on the team that's playing every day, but you're not on the one that's not practicing anything at all. You're visually going through everything, listening to what I'm saying, and you're doing it in your head. When the time comes to do it, it will come to you. Do you understand? Some stuff you will put into practice and it'll come to you better. Some stuff you might have to keep working at, but you're going to take it from here and make it work to this dimension. But you'll understand what to do and you'll contemplate what's going wrong and it'll make sense to you and you'll remember, I forgot this or I forgot that, and you'll find the pieces. Other people can't do that because they don't have the pieces to try to even remember from. Do you understand?
Yes.
Now, if we had a center or a school or something, of course you guys would be much better because you would be motivated. I could run a big intercom and we could do, you know, time to do the chants, time to do this. We're going to go out to this. We're all going to do movements in the dark and do Tai Chi stuff. We're going to inspire you. I'm going to show you new shit, okay? But we don't have a place right now to do that. We can only gather once in a while. So we have to use what we have. But if we never gather at all, we're fucked. If you never listen at all, we're fucked. If you never attempt to learn anything, we're fucked. Get it? But this is the beginning. This, I'm telling you, it's begun now. For sure, it's begun. It'll be very interesting to see what's going to come over the next weeks and months and in the next few years. And either there's going to be those people, when that time comes, who have been practicing and learning and listening to me, and they're going to be saying, oh, but we got to buy our stuff. He's pitching us. I worked hard for what I know. You guys better earn it for me. I starved for 20 years, you know, developing myself. But my point is, there are going to be people who are in practice, and when the right time comes, they're going to have the knowledge and they're going to be in the right place at the right time. And they're going to have incredible opportunities. And there's going to be people who have the knowledge but not putting it into practice, who are going to scramble to put their shit together when they realize there's opportunities coming, and it's going to be too little too late, or whatever, too long, okay? And that's what I'm trying to say to you guys. Find your faith, find your belief, find your energy, move through the fucking mud that is sticking to your feet right now, slowing you down, and find the energy and you will find dry land soon. And if you move slow, you're going to be left behind. That's what I'm trying to say, is keep your eye on the ball. What's the name of my song that I like? Keep your eye on the prize. Don't be letting your mind wander so much, people. Keep your eye on the prize. It is called a prize for a reason. And only the strongest are going to make it. And the most devoted. Questions?
Said a while back that when you were talking about the time travelers, that only you and you're waiting for your students to get to that point where you know they might be talked to, for example. Does that tie in a bit with the time
travel? I think everything's right now going to happen. I think everything that we've worked towards, everything that HBI has worked for, everything that I have been working towards, preparing your minds to handle stuff that it couldn't chew on before. I mean, things that you guys could not even consider as being feasible in your little realities, your little gerbil world brains, okay? Your brains are much broader now. Would everybody agree with that?
Absolutely.
Would you say that you're the same person you were 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 10 years ago, before you met me? Would you say that you were extremely naive compared to where you are now? Okay. What I'm saying is that was my whole job, was to take the people who could not begin to even know what to deal with a situation when it was presented. My job is to get you to the point when the situation is presented that you guys can at least grasp it and at least do something with it. I think that time has now come. So I think things are going to get very, very interesting now. Very, very, very interesting, without a doubt. And everything you guys have worked for, I think, is going to start showing itself. And I think that those who've worked hard are going to reap the biggest rewards. And those who were lazy are going to get exactly what you get for being lazy. And I better hear no whiners because I ain't got the time for you. I did a good job. I wasn't lazy. So, that's that. But as far as future people for... anything is going to become possible now. I, as I said before, everything's going to change now. After 2012, okay, heed my words. It's on the record now, okay? everything that you guys understand is going to change dramatically in the world. And either you were on your A game and listened to me, or you were in a B game. But a C game ain't going to get you nowhere. No one from the future or beings or other intelligences or spiritual beings, no one's going to bother to even ask you for the time unless they feel that there is something unique about your frequency. They're not even going to give you the time of day. Why would they? Why would they? The only way that you're going to be approached for what you really want to do, what you feel your purpose is, you know that there's something there. The only way you're going to be called upon is based upon your knowledge, your skill level, your aptitude, your capability. If you're going to be lazy about it, it's like doing 4 years in school or 8 years to become a medical student. What happens if you party? What happens if you're lazy? What happens if you don't follow through? Do you graduate? Do you achieve the goal? Are you ever called upon by the sources that really would utilize somebody? They're going to call upon the most qualified people. And then the second qualified is going to be the secondary school. You're going to say that John Hopkins is going to call on certain students because they're looking for the best and the brightest. And then you might say that Kaiser Permanente might call on my B-level students if you did okay. Okay? But other than that, the rest of you guys are going to be wondering, you know, oh, I'm spiritual. Nobody's going to tell you what's really going on. Nobody's going to tell you what they're involved in or who's contacted or what's going on. You're not privy to that. You're not deserving of that knowledge. You didn't practice. You didn't put your time in. That's how I feel. Why should we throw a bone out? Keep your eyes on the prize. Work. Apply yourself. Devote yourself. Be dedicated. If you can sit there and say, well, I've done this for 8 years, I'm going to say, did you really, or did you just buy material for 8 years? Give me a break. Questions? I'm telling you, I'm very excited about this, and I'm very excited to see it. Everything has fallen into line. Everything from the Big Bang Collider, if you've noticed. Is anybody keeping up to date with this?
Yeah,
Thank God for Ray. I mean, if he didn't post up on the NAV site, I don't think any of you guys would be up to speed. He makes my life so much easier because I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, on top of it. And I go to put it on there, and I'm like, fucking A, Ray beat me to it. Ray is on the A game. He's on top of things for the most part. There's a few things I see him miss, but you know, I'm like, yeah, they don't need to know. Anyway, go ahead. You were saying?
No, I the Big Bang was older than used when they did that.
So. They did the micro banks
are
doing. But don't you understand? They're collecting data now.
Yeah.
That's huge. They're playing it down.
Like, yeah,
they're not making a big deal about it. But do you understand? This is all correlated. These lines are, all these dots are merging towards a line. Do you understand? And everybody here is asleep. Everybody's here asleep. You're not seeing this happen. But isn't that the way it always happens? Is everybody sleeping? Nobody ever sees the big things happen. And the ones who do see the big things happen, those are the ones who ain't around. They just kind of vanish. Did something happen? What do you think? They just died? They're off having a bigger adventure, my friend.
But I mean, I think what they're not saying is that, you know, he's saying, okay, we have the data now, we'll take 15 years. Well, that's based on the computer technologies they have
of
today.
Of today, so, that's yeah. Right. And what did they, I always thought they did very well with, was In Contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They always build how many?
Two.
So you only know about the one, but you don't know about the other.
Yeah.
It's the truth. And I will tell you right now, the other one is usually ahead of the first one. And for them to compress data, okay, doesn't mean it takes 15 years to figure it out. It takes 15 years to process it all. It doesn't mean that they don't come to some amazing conclusions the first week, the first month, and the first year. That can change everything.
And change the 15-year calculation also.
Oh, dramatically. And the 15-year calculation is based upon the technology today. But you've got to keep in mind, it's compounding. I've already gone over all this.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah, you know, how's, I mean, you used to talk about, you know, being uploaded into an AI machine.
Yep.
You know, the consciousness. I mean, you were talking timeline of 20 years.
Yep.
And now you're talking about this, which seems to happen faster. So that's,
yes,
like, this is kind of before, and then it emerges into.
I'm beginning to have some interesting insight and understandings regarding artificial intelligence and timelines and exactly what's going on. And but that's a whole nother conversation in itself, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's been very interesting. Mm-hmm. Another reason why I'm excited about what's coming around the corner.
Do you think the fact that you did mention a timeline a while ago, in and of itself, now that we are progressing, that you mentioned it, it compressed it even faster?
Well, I'm not going to bite off more than I can chew, okay? There's so many variables that you have to take in consideration. There is always a counterforce attempting to reduce or to not allow things to happen. There's a lot of things I'm worried about, okay? I'm worried about what's happening in China. Not that I am happy for China, okay? I am happy China is getting the money and the people are finally getting better housing opportunities. I think that America sometimes is selfish fat pigs, okay? That we're so worried that somebody's going to get something we don't have and have had and indulged in and over-fattened ourselves with our big fat cars and our big fat houses and our big fat asses, okay, that I think it's time that we had less and let other people see what if they did better with the riches of the world than what we did, okay? You're not going to have any real less than what you have now. The only difference is that we're selfish and we don't want other people to benefit from it, okay? So if China is whatever, the only difference we think China's bad is because culturally we don't necessarily agree with everything. They have bad. But I got news for you. Reality, the United States is no prince, no sweetheart. We're just as vile and bad as anybody else out there for what we want. We're out buying out all the oil and controlling everything we can. They're just trying to get what they can in life. I don't have a problem with all that. What I do have concerns about is growth of civilizations happening so fast, and it's happening very fast, okay, that there are going to be collisions of society on the planet. I keep telling you, I'm still worried about a third world war. Okay, that is a very strong possibility still. I am very concerned about China. I'm very concerned still with Russia, but not so much Russia. Okay, I'm concerned about other world stuff, but I'm concerned mainly I'm watching Taiwan, okay, in China. And I can see that being the makings for something very dangerous to affect the planet on a whole. Okay, my interest. And most people would be like, oh, that's terrible, Eric's bad. But I want to see globalization of the world. I want to see the world united as one. I've said this over and over and over and over again. Okay, well, you're not going to see us united, okay, if we don't want China to be as successful as we are. You're not going to see that if you don't want Russia to be as successful as we are. Okay? What we are afraid of is being dominated, okay, or bullied. And I don't think either one of those are going to happen. The only bullying and dominating you're going to see is people just trying to want to get their fair shake of stuff. They want their fair piece too. They're just like me and you sitting in their houses saying when we're going to get a break. What do you think people are doing that are poorer right here in Portland versus the ones that have more money? Everybody wants something better. That's all they want. What I want to see is I want them to choke on what they want. Let them choke on the greed. Let the governments have the money, let China have the money, let it have the power. They're making a big mistake. Same goes for Russia. You know why? Because with money and success comes technology and integration of technology into suburban places. They're going to have internet there. They're going to have internet in towns and cities they never had it before. It's going to be all over the world. What do I say about the internet? How do I feel about it? Okay? Let them have the success they want. Let people want more. When people get more money, They get bolder. They start challenging their governments. They start communicating faster. They start organizing because they have technology and the means to organize. Okay? That eventually means that they will have growth in their infrastructures. Okay? What I'm after is that the world can begin to communicate. What I'm after is technology that becomes more video-based, more audio-based, to the point where it becomes nearly holographic, in the sense that this TV screen becomes as big as my wall, and we're having a conversation, and when we look out, we see 10 other screens splitting, and they are all sorts of groups like we are, 10, 12 people, and they're all listening to me in the center, or me in there, and we're all talking, and they're Asian, they're Chinese, they're Russian, they're Filipino, they're every continent, everything, because in their head, remove the language, remove the clothing, remove whatever you want. We all want the same things. Mm-hmm. We all have the same basic emotion structure, okay? If the world can get past their fear of one another and realize we're all more alike than you could possibly imagine, okay? And when we all have our fat filling and all our bellies are full, okay? What do I always say about crime? Crime is based upon having less. When you have more, you find that you're not stealing. You find that you're not taking what other people have. You find that the envy isn't as strong of what your neighbor has. Okay? When this starts to happen, you have communication. You have agreements. You have sharing. You humans want to help one another. It's in our nature. We're very social. Okay? Somebody drops their groceries in the street, most human beings will offer to help to pick it up. Okay? So so when we can get to that point, we can then say to our governments, you better get along. You better communicate. Let's all build on a space station. Let's all go to the moon. Let's make it the Earth base on the moon, not Russia or China or whatever. We have to get rid of this division amongst our people. Do you understand? They're setting themselves up. Let them have the success that they deserve. They've done without for long. They've done with much less than we have. I don't necessarily agree, but you know what? I don't doubt for a second that America hasn't tampered with the financial system throughout history to have its gains that it has. So China's doing it. I don't like it. I don't like the idea of losing. But the better part of me says, you know what? Let them have it. With wealth and power comes consequences, and I don't like how they sociologically do things. I think that they need to grow, but I don't think America's perfect either. So it's going to challenge their system, and that's what they're going to realize, and I think that they're going to grow from it. Questions?
Yeah, knowing the piece of knowledge you did now, I mean, how are we lining up now for our work for 2012 and what we need to do for that? I mean, how do you feel where the status is now? I mean, I know you have some few concerns, and we're not reaching the numbers, and you know, and you seem a bit excited about this article, so I'm not sure if it's tying into...
Well, I'm excited about it. It doesn't alleviate my bills, that I got to pay bills. It doesn't alleviate other stuff. It's just what I'm focused on at the moment. The big picture is this. We do like any dedicated group of people. We look at ourselves, and we ask, what is our morale? Are we in this to finish it, or are we just in this for the fucking heck of it? If we're in it for the heck of it, we might as well just go our own ways, okay? If we're in here to finish this, then we have to keep doing what we're doing, and we have to keep going at it. I believe success comes to persistence, perseverance. I think that any great it's like just downstairs. I was downstairs talking to the deli place that I just showed some of you guys, okay? And I got to know some of them. And the guy said to me, we got talking, he says, you know, we just started turning our first profit in 2 or 3 years, he says, just this last month. He says, we thought about giving up so many times, but we knew the company says if they just would persevere, enough people eventually straggling in, leaving, you know, the area, but one or two would stay. They show some other people that eventually, if you can stay at it long enough, it will catch root. I feel the same thing about HBI. Our numbers, I mean, sometimes we think we're big, but we're really small in the big picture. But I think that our persistence, if you really think about it, our message, our media form, meaning the written word, audio cassettes, video, most people never seen it. There's probably each, at this very moment, there's probably, I would say before, there was probably one person every day that might discover HBI. And I'm willing to bet at this point that there's at least a person, you know, every couple of hours maybe that's discovering HBI. Based upon the work that HBI has been doing between participants telling other participants, between, you know, getting more material out there. Now we got the book in Russian, and now there's more people. We might say, well, there's not 10,000 books being published. It don't matter. It's all raindrops going into the bucket. Do you know what I'm saying? If three people discover us in Russia, well, for Christ's sake, you know, 8 years ago, I mean, a handful of people knew who I was. You know, it's all in a matter of perception. I think that as long as we keep plugging away at it, what was once one person, which was me, became two or three people, which was Dan Tangway, which was, you know, Frank, which then eventually grew into six, and that six became nine, and that nine became 18, and the time still was compounding. You know, now we're in the thousands, you know what I'm saying? But we still have only the main core of maybe 100 people or something that are really pushing, but that 100 could easily hit the right nerve and become thousands, and that thousands becomes tens of thousands. We have to believe in that, and we have to have the perseverance to continue doing that. What I will continue to concentrate on is the one thing that I need to be doing. It's this what I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. I need to keep talking. Mm-hmm. I need to keep teaching. I need to keep audio doing. I need to just be the fountain of the information, and that's all that I should be doing. What I need, you know, you and Eric and a handful of other people doing is to create the media and get it circulated. What I need for the people who know who I am is to practice that knowledge, put it into practice, and to also reach out to other people who may have the knowledge and encourage them. And when they're down, reach down to your fellow partner and pick them up off the ground. If they've lost their way, reinvigorate them. Give them their spirit back. Don't turn your back and leave them behind. Don't ignore them. We should be reaching for the people that have fallen or lost their way or don't have anybody else to encourage them, okay, or have fallen asleep. And we should be reaching out to find a way to wake them back up. And we should be looking for new people constantly. If we follow that dynamic, I think we will achieve it one way or the other. If anything, I'll die trying. But we're bound to get tired. We're bound to get exhausted. We're bound to whatever. I don't think there's been one major successful movement in history that hasn't been something where endurance has been the, you know, persistence hasn't been the reason for their success. And if they gave up, well, you know what? The only reason we don't know who they are is because they did give up. And we'll never know who they were. I will continue to concentrate on quality over quantity. If the quantity ever achieves, then I believe then we'll still have the quality. And even with the quantity, I'm still always after the quality that's a smaller percentage in the quantity than I'm still after anyway. In the end, it's the same thing for me. There will always be people who practice HBI. I think there will always be three levels of HBI. Here we go with three. There's going to be the people who know of HBI and have some kind of basic philosophy, but it's a philosophy for them. They accept it. They believe in what we believe in, but it's not a function for them. The second level are going to be those people who have a knowledge of it and put it into function, okay? But they never exercise it as a means of practice every single day. It's like they listen to the audio, they reflect on it, they do that. That's the second level. Third level, highest level, are those who function in it and practice it. And those are your high quality level. But I never rule out the second level because that's the harvesting from the potential to find the people that will be in the third level. And the same goes for the first, if you think about it.
about a year ago you made a rating system,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the future,
mm-hmm.
you know, 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where I get real careful. Your guys' memory of stuff that I say is starting to get better than my memory of what I said. So now I'm having things like re-quoted back to me.
Rhode
well, you remember
Island's
when
hilarious.
You said this? And I'm like,
Rhode Island, you were dancing up a storm.
It was a big thing, though, and I think you did a lot of work.
But in my defense, I don't know what a single module has on it. That's the God honest truth. But I'm consistent.
Yeah,
am consistent most of the time. And the only time I think I'm not consistent is if I don't understand something, you know. And I have to be more and more careful now because there's so much knowledge out there. It's very easy to miscross stuff. But go ahead.
When you mentioned how that would be a big motivation factor for everyone, and even though it's the brutal honest truth of maybe you're not as high as you want to be, at least they'll be told. This is the way you are, where you are, this is where you need to be. For the next year, I know it's quality and quantity, and you can't make quality in so much quality,
mm-hmm.
but how can we get the brutal, honest truth to really push forward aside from our own inspirations and motivations?
I'm not sure I'm understanding your question.
I mean, how can we move forward with that effort? Do we need to be alone and surrender and ask for God to give us that one moment to really push for the last year?
God ain't going to give you shit. God's not going to give you shit. If you want it, you have to take it. God gave you the knowing that he existed. What you do with it at this point is up to you. Do you understand what God's going to do for you? He's done already. It's for you to find your way to get there at this point. I mean, you know, it's not, don't ask what God can do for you, but the question is, what can you do for God? I always like that term. The point is, I always hear this. I always hear, you know, well, God, give me a sign. God, you know, help me. God, you know, I'm like, you know what? I bet you God's given you a dozen signs and you've seen them all and you've accepted them all and you've appreciated them all. I mean, I would say to you, you asked for a teacher, didn't you, at one time in your life? Did you get one?
Yeah.
Now what do you want? What's on your fucking grocery list? I mean, does it ever end? When are you going to show that you are worthy? When are you going to show God that you're done asking and you're ready to do? When does that come? When you want to find your inspiration, you know, go into your practices. Put your practice in your practices are like kindling to wood. Okay? You don't have a fire, you want a fire, you want to feel your inspiration. All you have to do is put in one audio CD and start thinking about what I'm saying on there. Put one video in and just reflect on it. That's little tiny fuzz stuff to start a fire. And little piece of wood. And then put into practice something that I'm saying. Go out ghostbusting. Go out doing something. Find somebody to teach. This is kindling wood. And the more that you practice, it will be bigger pieces of wood. If you're not feeling inspired, you know what it is? Sometimes I think it's a bit of overexposure, and you've learned to expose yourself too much that you're desensitized yourself to your spirituality, and that's what makes you not feel as inspired spiritually anymore. And you have to put yourself in a situation that's going to re-inspire you. Do you follow me? And that is what I always say, you know, if there was no valley of death for Christ, for Buddha, there was no, they make this, what it was, in my opinion, the valley of death, the moment of your testing is the moment of overexposure. Either it's going to wear you down where you just don't care anymore and you have indifference, or you just feel like you've seen it, it's not been enough for you, or whatever it is. And then you have a fight in you for air, for survival. And you have to find that inside of you. If you need to go on sabbatical, then go on sabbatical. I don't believe the answer is going to be found in a cave or in the desert or even in you know, I think that the moment is just a decision inside of you whether you are going to dedicate your life to a certain path spiritually, or you just want to drift in the wind, and drifting in the wind is always easier. Am I boring you?
No.
All right. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Thank you for that, yeah.
It's either you fight for it and you inspire yourself or you don't. But I think that if I would say, you know, I think at one time all of you guys said, give me one sign. Give me one sign to believe in that. That's all it will take. And then you said, give me one more sign. Give me one more sign and that will be all it'll take. And then you said, well, if I could just do this or if I could just see this or I could just understand that, that's all it would take. It's just the list never goes on. And I think that what happened is that the universe just gets tired of you. It gets tired of you. And then you, all of a sudden, this is why I said before, why do I not perform miracles anymore?
It's always a show pony.
It is always a show pony. It's what can you do for me next? It's always that. And I just feel, you know, I've given so much. What are you willing to do? You know, sacrificing your life to something is like marrying somebody. What do they say in marriage? What are the vows? Through good or through bad? Through sickness or through health? Right? I would say if you pledge yourself to God, shouldn't your pledge be something like through depression, through not depression, through spiritual highs, through spiritual lows, through riches spiritually or through poor spiritually, I am devoted and you own me? If you had to look at your spiritual pedigree from your life, would you say that you're proud of it? Would you say that it's so-so? I mean, what would you think? Because I'm very proud of my spiritual pedigree. Only a handful of people in the room really know all my life suffering. You know? Now, I mean, I've been through poor, through rich. I've been through highs and lows. I have had love. I've lost love. I've had every reason to hang in my head low or to put it high. I've had every reason to shake my fist up at God. Probably had it a few times. You know? I have been low, but you know something? I always get off my knees and I keep going forward because that is my devotion to my path. And I would like to say that I am a testament to that devotion because I have achieved what I have. Some people say to me, and it really irks me, they say, well, it's easy for you, you're enlightened. And I would say, well, it wasn't always that way. I was just like you. But there was difference in me. The difference is clearly I must have loved God more than you love God. And if you believe that, then you might as well throw the towel in now. Because you should never let somebody say to you that they love God more than you love God. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Prove it. So I always shake my head when I look at people and they're down and out or they're looking for their spirituality or they're looking to do their meditation or they haven't been meditated. Whether you do meditations or not does not make you spiritual. It is a tool. Whether you do your meditations every day, it is a tool. Okay? Jameson will tell you, and anybody who lives with me, okay, will tell you, I don't necessarily meditate every single day. Sometimes I go months without meditating. But I'll tell you the difference between me and other people. Every show that I probably watch is a documentary on UFOs, paranormal, metaphysical stuff, whatever. If I go outside, okay, half of my conversations are going to be spiritual or understanding human being or the nature of life, okay? Anybody who knows me or spends any time with me, if they really analyze me, they may say Eric's not meditating every day. He's not practicing that way. If you were to go through my TiVo on my TV right now, everything you would see that it auto channels to is paranormal, metaphysics. There's nothing on there that I don't know. But it's my life. It's my passion to exercise my mind constantly. In the question of life and reality and how do I find something to up the level? Do you understand? I'm not saying that I don't take time down or I don't do something. But when I go to the beach, I swim in the water and I think about my dimensional body and my relationship to my organic body and the relationship between weightless and not. This is the shit that goes through my mind all the time. When I'm in the shower, I shower and I'm fucking chanting like an idiot. If I'm not chanting like an idiot, I'm washing my ass, I'm washing my balls, I'm washing my armpits, I'm brushing my teeth, and then I'm looking at the water on the wall and I'm noticing the relationship between energy and water and universe and molecular level, and I'm thinking about all that shit then. It is my life. If I'm in bed having sex, I'm thinking sex and I'm thinking energy and spiritual and mind and connectedness with another human being. When I, every single thing, in when I walk my dog and I ponder on my dog, I ponder whether, you know, him as an organism on this planet and his relationship to the fucking planet. I don't know what the hell goes through your guys' heads, but, you know, I'm not saying I don't sit there and decide what kind of salami or what kind of bread I don't want. I do. I have to decide on what kind of shampoo I'm going to use or not. I have to worry about whether my bills get paid or don't get paid. I have to worry. But if you were to ask me, how much of your life is such and such, it's 50-50 maybe. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. But it's not 60-40. Stay inspired by what you choose to see in life. I stay close to God because I figure the closest thing to God is the wonderment of life. But I'm bored in life just like anybody else. But you have to re-inspire, you have to reinvent that. Am I inspiring or depressing? Does that help at all?
Yes.
Does that help at all? I still get on my hands and knees. I still lay down on the floor in my room, and I still love and devote myself to God. I ask God to remind me of you know, my humiliation to be, you know, in service to God. I go through those things just like anybody else. I feel the pressure of the dough like no one's business. I mean, if anybody feels, I bet you I feel it stronger than all of you guys. I can feel it coming on long before you guys do. That's how much more sensitive I am. So believe me, it's just, if you think it's hard for you, you can just imagine what it is for me. You know what I would say to you guys? This is what you've got to remember. You guys think that it's you guys are the ones who are struggling to find your spirituality, but I keep telling you, it's not necessarily your fault. It's the dough right now, and it's heavy. It means that you are very spiritual, and you feel the heaviness, but you're making it your own. Mm-hmm. I've told you guys already that it's where we are in the solar system. It's the vibration of the planet, haven't I? Now, I would ask to you guys who understand this, how many of you guys are cutting webs every day to cut this energy? How much of you guys are pushing it back, thinking about it? How much of you guys are pushing your energy? Just these simple exercises to push it off of you. Exactly my point. You guys are succumbing to it, but at least you guys are surviving through it. But the only reason you're surviving through it is for one reason. Reminds me of that other movie I see. You guys like my movie stories? Remember in there was the one movie where I want to say it was the ending of the world, but not the 2012 one, but it was the other
the
one.
Road.
What?
The Road.
No, not The Road. That was too depressing.
Are you talking about the one with Keanu Reeves or whatever?
No, not with Keanu Reeves. Where the ice stuff
Kevin
iced
Spacey,
over.
Like,
Last Day.
Day after tomorrow.
Everything iced over and the whole world froze or whatever. And there's a point where the father says to the son, it's going to get so cold, take all the furniture, take everything you can and make the biggest fire you can and stay as close to it as you can. Do you remember that part?
Burn the books.
And you might survive, okay? I'm telling you now, and I tell you all who hear my words, I am the fire. And the cold is the dough moving on us. And either it will destroy you spiritually, but the ones who survive, the strongest, those are going to be the decision makers. Do you understand? Because the fire will get you through it, but the cold will subside and withdraw back. And when that time comes, who is left standing? It's going to be the people with the eyes on the prize. My last thing I would say is, the forces is inspired around you as much as you choose to be part of it. I said this a long time ago, and I'll say it again. Seeing is believing, and believing is seeing. And if you've pondered anything, one should ponder that. Does anybody understand what I mean when I say this? The stronger you can make yourself with spirituality and the Force, the more that the Force will reveal itself to you, which just inspires you to be stronger with the Force back. It's a self-feeding process. Starve yourself and ignore yourself of God, and you starve your spiritual self, and so will you starve and not even know you are dying. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? Start the kindling of your wood and build your fire and work hard at it. And maybe, if you're lucky, you'll remember how amazing it was to sit in your room and look in the dark and see the red and blue dots, and how that made you even closer to the Force, just in the recognition that you understood that. And the things that brought you closer to your spirituality were the little things that started to add up, and the wonder of them, the amazement of those discoveries. And maybe they're boring now, but maybe if you could just warm it up and get your fire started, maybe you can start a good blaze. And in itself, you will see the reflection of God in the fire, and that will make you want to build a bigger
fire.
Get it? And the fire will do what for you in the cold? It will keep you warm.
It'll keep you alive.
So, that's it. I ain't got nothing else for you. We've been talking for what looks to be a little over 2 hours.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.
Yeah, that's it. I hope I was inspiring instead of depressing. But I'm telling you, interesting times for you guys who are on your A game.